I think it is easier to get a financing for a transaction in debt for $750 to $1 billion versus then a $10 billion debt financing. You can either put together a consortium of banks yourself, so you can actually syndicate it yourself, or even if you go to one or two investment banks, they have more confidence that they know where to go with that and where to price it. You know, all debt, whether it's debt or equity, gets priced to the marginal dollar, and it's easier to price to the marginal dollar on a billion than it is 10 billion.
That's Steve Ratner, Managing Director, DLJ Merchant Banking Partners. He was a panelist on the deal's fifth annual Private Capital Symposium. The panel was called Deals in the Middle Market, How Do They Differ in This Climate?
Whether you're seeing the large or the middle market, you're seeing a very large decrease in the number of deals getting done. Though certainly on a percentage basis, many more middle market deals are getting done. I think you're not going to see a real firming until two things happen. One is that the supply in the debt markets, both on the loan and the high yield side, kind of get through the and distribute it to all the potential buyers, and they're off the bank's books right now. Two is I think you have to have some more certainty on the economy, because ultimately it's the economy that is much more important to the health of these leverage deals than it is about whether we have an oversupply of debt.
The Private Capital Symposium was held at the Essex House in New York in May 2008. The symposium was held by The Deal. I'm Jason Lopez. The middle markets have been hit in the down cycle, but not as hard as others. But, says James Epstein, a partner at Pepper Hamilton, who also sat on the middle markets panel, the definition of middle market may not be so clear.
Well, you know, I think it's interesting that when you describe what the current middle markets are, 5 years ago, before the Silver Lake and the consortium did the SunGard transaction, the middle market was, you know, $100 to $250 million, and anything above that was a big transaction. Well, now the middle market is anywhere from, you know, $200 million to over $1 billion. So we're still talking about large transactions, to, you know, for the most part. Those transactions are, you know, they're challenged from a financing perspective. They get done. They get done with good companies. But what we saw during 06 and 07 was a number of companies which might not otherwise have gotten sold at the multiples that they got sold, actually getting sold because of the fervor in the marketplace. So the market has been impacted. Transactions will get done. They will continue to get done. They will get done at higher prices than they have in the past from the standpoint of what the leverage will cost, and probably at lower multiples, because the amount of leverage that you're going to be able to put on these kinds of transactions will be less.
Are there any industries in particular that look more appealing, have more opportunities in them?
I think that healthcare services continues to be a good area. I think there are a couple of industries that and sectors that are going to be challenged. Financial services is going to continue to be challenged, and not just from the standpoint of the large financial services companies that were hit by the credit crunch, but I think just generally speaking, financial services will be somewhat challenged, and I think consumer products will be challenged because of, you know, not really the credit crunch as much, but because of what's going on in the economy generally, which we clearly have not seen the worst of, and the increases that we've seen with respect to gasoline prices taking away discretionary spending from consumers.
Are we going to be experiencing maybe over the next 12 months, I don't know how long you think it'll take before this down cycle ends, but are we going to be experiencing a shakeout or a correction?
I think that what we will experience, and I'd rather not give it a label, but I think what we will experience is the deal fervor and the deal market will go back to what it was pre-06. And multiples and pricing will come down. I think I read a statistic from Standard & Poor's that the average multiple was over 9 times in middle market transactions, and that grew from 6 times in 01. In 05, 06, it was probably 7 to 8 times in that, you know, that level. So I think you're going to start to see it go back to that. I think you'll see leverage levels go back to what they were pre-06. Instead of getting 5, 6 times, 7 times debt, and even more, you're going to get, you know, 4 to 5 times debt five times EBITDA for your debt.
Is it an especially important point right now for deal makers to be watching revenue, watching the health of companies from a management point of view now than at other times, or is that always important?
Well, I think it's always been important. And the ability to generate profits in middle market companies is dependent in large part upon the ability of the private equity firm to add value from an operational perspective.
So it's not just throwing the cash in.
It's not just throwing the cash in, and you have much greater opportunities with smaller companies as compared to a $10 billion enterprise. You have a much greater opportunity in a $1 billion enterprise to affect change and to affect value with operational changes and operational approaches to things. So I do think that that's always been important, but that becomes even more keen when the economy is sluggish or when if we were to fall into a recession.
Yeah, fair to say that you're rebuilding companies?
Yes, that is rebuilding in some ways, but also taking them to the next level, because you need management teams in some ways are able to take a company from A to B. That same management team may not be able to take it from B to C without additional assistance, either new management or supplemental management or assistance from the private equity firm.
That's Jim Epstein of Pepper Hamilton at the Deal's 5th Annual Private Capital Symposium. I'm Jason Lopez.